live from the EPR. It is the Mittens Come Off. Please welcome our guests, Mira Bay.
She turns over her shoulder to like tip her hat, and she accidentally tips the hat a little too much, and it kind of falls off. And she tries to catch it. She catches it, and then she's like,
Hogarth Rock.
I imagine him kind of standing giant chested like Dwayne The Rock Johnson, just cheesing it.
Are you wearing a turtleneck?
No, I'm thinking like post-woke running for president Dwayne The Rock Johnson, where he's wearing a suit that's probably considered to be too small for him, but he gets away with it just because his whole bit is that he's too big.
And Todd O'Rana!
It's just her looking really confused in front of a recycling bin and a trash can, like trying to figure out if this bottle is recyclable or not. But it goes on for like a little bit too long to be funny.
And in our space system studio over the planet Zanzibar, we have our host, Miss Mittens.
You guys, the three of you guys are already sat down on like a long couch next to this like big wooden table with like a comfortable wooden chair that is tore the hell up, as well as a ball of yarn on the top of it. Walking out from backstage, you see just a fully nude man. Who you recognize as Miss Mittens. He walks over and says, "Hey guys, how's it going?" We reach in and shake everyone's hand.
Is there like some hand sanitizer around? I'm gonna wipe my palms real quick.
There is hand sanitizer at both ends of the couch.
I'm gonna stand up, squirt some hand sanitizer into my hand, and then immediately shake before it has any time to like dissipate or dry off or anything, so that we both have hand sanitizer all over our hands.
Ooh, wet hands. All right. You see he like flings off the extra hand sanitizer. Come over here. How are you guys doing?
Hogarth comes up, shakes his hand with his right hand, and then reaches down and flicks his left nut with his left hand. And he goes, "Ha, made you look."
Ooh, got me there, buddy. And Mira, how are you doing? No hard feelings, right?
Silence.
A gnome in the audience is furiously holding the applause sign, and everyone starts applauding.
Ah, there's no hard feelings.
You see this totally nude man by the name of Miss Mitten starts to calm the audience down, and he sits down at his table in front of him. He says, "All right, everyone, I know it's been a while. What, are you guys too good for C-on-1-C-4-W now?"
Yes, quite literally so.
Well, it wasn't ever really our home to begin with. We were just sort of marooned there. We were always going to move on.
Oh, right. Yeah, sure. Whatever. Oh, hey, by the way, didn't you have another guy with you? Where's Kyle today?
It's against his religion to be here.
You know what? That tracks. Yeah. That tracks. You see Ms. Mittens just like nod his head and like start to stroke. He strokes his chin. Like, yeah, that actually makes a lot of sense knowing him. Okay, great. Well, tell you what, how have you guys been? What have you all been up to recently?
I made a very nice friend in a bar. In a fight club, if you would.
Oh, you met a new guy, huh, Mira? Yeah,
You know, Miss Mitten, to be honest, I'm not really into men.
Oh. Are you into cats? Just gotcha. That's a trick question.
Depends on the cat.
Yeah, Kyle's cat god is full game.
You see a bunch of really stressed out studio techs are just like fanning the audience with laughter signs, and everyone's just trying to ham it up as much as possible. You can see that Miss Mittens is laughing a little uncomfortably at this point. Okay, some cats. All right. Yeah, sure. All right, whatever. Okay, so let's go on to the real stuff. So first things first, I want to know, everyone on back on the moon wants to know, how's it feel knowing you killed an old woman, you cruel bastards?
Come prosecute us, you old bitch.
I was going to say, I'm not quite sure what you're referring to. Any battle that we've done has been noble and vaguely justified.
I'm just kidding. She enslaved the whole planet, including myself. We're good.
I feel like there's a lot of trick questions coming in here. Is there some sort of agenda afoot in here, Miss Mittens?
Or like some deeply seated trauma.
Agenda? What could you possibly be talking about? He turns directly to the camera. This next segment is brought to you by Frederick's Bar and Inn. Frederick's, don't you think, do you like vodka? Well, we have it. Frederick's Bar and Inn.
They should really work on their promo.
I know Frederick pretty good. That's just that encompasses exactly how that place operates.
Oh.
So, guys, if you don't mind, the first segment of our show tonight is we have a call-in. A call-in is going to be we are giving away two tickets to Quelfaria City Limits. So just so you know, when our phone lines open in the next couple minutes, the second caller will be the winner of two front stage tickets and back row passes to Port Quelfaria City Limits. Everyone give it up. You see like two just paper stubs show up in like a magic mirror off to stage left.
Hogarth just sort of starts clapping slowly and kind of confused. Sure. Great.
This is giving me like hella Shrek 2 Far, Far Away vibes.
That's the vibe I was going for.
Good.
So, while we're waiting for the phone lines to open, tell me, guys, what's the craziest thing that's happened to you all in your journey so far?
Definitely when we saw that guy's brain get sucked out of his skull.
Yeah, and that was right at the beginning, honestly.
I was going to say the space sharks.
Once you're in space, on space boats, I feel like space sharks just kind of come with the territory.
Yeah, they only had one eye. That's pretty biologically unsound. How do they have depth perception?
Given that they're in space, and you know, sort of distance is kind of judged way differently than it is in, you know, our regular kind of terrestrial three dimensional spaces. Maybe it's sort of superfluous. They just swim towards something until they get there.
Maybe it's flavor, and you guys shouldn't overthink it.
Okay. Thanks, God. Well, I guess.
Thank you, Space Darwin.
I think the craziest thing that's happened to us, and this might just be me personally, but I am officially a captain now.
Wait, you introduced yourself as Captain Mira.
I do that to everyone, but now I got a ship
that I drive.
Yeah, she drives it for me.
Oh, wait, you guys ended up getting that ship in that old fortress those goblins took over?
Yeah.
Man, I always wondered what was going to happen with that thing. Huh, being charmed is a bitch, sure, isn't it?
Snatched it right up.
Eminent domain, baby.
That's a legal term for finders keepers.
But yeah, she drives it, and I stand there, and I tell them to drive it.
I'm a chauffeur.
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds exciting. Where all have you guys been so far?
Oh, you know, here, there, everywhere.
You've been exploring the galaxy far and wide, right?
Oh, yes.
Oh, completely.
No, not really. We left your moon, and we came to the spaceport, and the ship's not exactly in great shape.
Thanks, Hogarth.
What? What?
Ixnay on the Ipshay talk.
Okay.
Uh-oh, looks like we have some truth-telling on this show. While our guests try and figure out what they're going to say next, take a listen to our sponsor. Our sponsor at the Mind Melting Trade Guild. Do business with us or we'll eat your brain. Huh. Not sure how that one got okayed, but as long as the check clears, I guess. Cut to commercial.
Your ship enters the atmosphere. Flames lick the surface of the ground. It's hot. The sweeping
ocean spreads out in front of you. The vast mountainscapes, the glorious cities, all painted in gold, red, and burgundy, which is also a type of red. Here in Primordia, the Ifrit have created a bustling metropolis while maintaining a glorious and beautiful ecosystem. And by ecosystem, I mean it's a lot of fire everywhere.
Okay.
And here on the city, and then it'll like go to like Mira's like on the ground. She's like, we're interviewing Greg, a traveler from afar. It's his first time here in Primordia. Meanwhile, in the background, you hear soldiers stepping and walking down the streets. And then she kind of like turns her head. She's like, oh shit, don't let him see me. And she's like, Greg.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do we need to move?
No, it's fine.
Okay, great. Yeah. What's up?
This is your first time in Primordia. How is it to your liking?
Oh, well, yeah. My first time visiting Primordia, my first time visiting the Ifrit Empire. It was really beautiful. When I first got here, I did not realize how clean everything would be. Like, oh my goodness, they have so many people walking around in matching jumpsuits, keeping the place clean. Yeah. Like, oh my goodness, it's fantastic. And oh my god, I took a visit to the Earth colony that you guys had just taken over. Oh my goodness, absolutely beautiful areas. I have heard some bad things about those, like the crazy rebels on the other side of the planet, though. But you know, here I feel safe.
So, anything else? Did you do anything else while you were here? Like, I mean, if you're a tourist, I'm sure you took pictures, right?
Oh, of course. Yeah, here. Look, he pulls out this like magical canvas in his pocket, and. He like flips through a magical screen where you see like a bunch of pictures of blurry landscapes and like volcanoes that like are not active at all. His thumb is in a lot of the lens for a lot of it, which like doesn't make sense because his tablet doesn't have a lens or anything on it. Yeah, these were all pictures we took, and it's so beautiful here. The people are so like to the point and orderly, and you know, this place really appeals to my family values.
All of a sudden, Mira's face goes like blank. She did not realize he was going to pull out the photos he took on the street while soldiers were passing. And then all of a sudden, you hear in the background, wait, does that man have pictures of our homeland? And then they're like, we got a 4219, we got a 4219. And then soldiers start coming around Greg.
Wait,
they
no,
take
hold
the pictures
on.
Out
I
of his
just,
hand, and they start
no, you,
dragging Greg away down the street.
You told me I could take photos. You told me I could take pictures.
Mira,
what? Oh no.
Mira turns to the camera and she just goes, Primordia is not what it seems. Send help. The resistance is rising.
Me.
And that's the end of the commercial.
You get a cat. You get a hang in there cat, but instead of a normal cat, it's like a cat with a fire tail or whatever.
Love it. The Vermin Bandana, for when you need something to give to one of your friends or close acquaintances or really just anybody you know, but the Vermin Bandana has you covered with 4 expendable charges and a stylish bandana pattern. You will never be without compliments when you summon your choice of frog, rat, bat, or at higher levels, because Space God loves me, perhaps a raccoon or possum. The Vermin Bandana.
I'll think about it.
I'm just saying, level 20 possum. Level 20 raccoon.
If you want a possum at level 20, I'll let you have a possum.
I'll take level 20 possum.
I don't see what you think is going to be so OP about this possum. You're like, wait. You can have several rats who can work together, but you want a possum? Are you trying to break the game?
The possum's all part of my master plan to become an archdruid.
That's fair enough.
Ah.
You're listening to EPR, the only elven public radio station that gets all of the facts.
Dude, you gotta take that. You gotta do another take of that, but whispering even more.
Excuse me. You're listening to EPR, the only radio station in the galaxy that gives you all of the unbiased facts.
Yeah, that was fucking Ew. That was fucking excellent.
Sponsored by the Elven Empire.
Unbiased.
Oh, I fucking hate. Okay.
Long live the Emperor of the Nine Suns.
Okay, I got a bit real quick.
All right, do you need me at all, or you got it?
No, I got it. We cut to Hogarth. He's sitting in a giant leather plush chair next to a very, very small table, like comically small, in a oak room with nothing else around. The camera zooms in, and he goes, "Hey, I'm Hogarth. You might know me from, you know, around." He goes, he reaches down to the tiny table and he picks up a glass and he goes, "You ever just want your insides to hurt? You ever just have a horrible day and want to black out instantly? Well, I'm here for Noah's Mill Bourbon." Noah's Mill.
Okay, so you're just doing.
No. Yeah. Noah's Mill Bourbon is 114.3 proof. Guaranteed that you won't remember how much of it you drank the next morning. Noah's Mill Bourbon. Ouch.
Ouch. Long-time listeners of the podcast are going to love that.
That's from the previous episode. I mean,
and by long time, I mean last episode. Yeah. And we are back. Miss Mittens like dusts off his bare chest. You see he puts on like a little clip-on bow tie.
What's he clipping it to?
His chest hair.
Oh god.
Yes.
Men should be executed.
You're telling me, bro. Anyway, he clips on this bow tie and he goes, "All right, thank you for our sponsors. But I believe our phone lines have been open for long enough and we do have our winner. Let's go ahead and welcome to the call, Finn the Space Shark."
Yeah, I just wanted to say, fuck you guys. You killed my girlfriend and her little pet shark. Fuck you
all.
Fuck
you, dude.
Yeah. No, fuck you, bro. What, my girlfriend and her smaller pet shark can't run up to your place and bite your boat? What's wrong with that, man?
I mean, we like our motherfucking boat. I mean, what, you guys just go around biting shit? You think no one's gonna fight
yeah,
back?
Yeah, we like your boat too, man! That's why we tried to eat it!
We get it. Look, you know, adventurer's gonna adventure, shark's gonna shark, but at the end of the day, your girlfriend was a little bitch and fell easily to our might. She, you know, if she wanted to.
Hey, you want to say that to my face, you fat piece of poop?
Yeah, actually, we do. We killed your fucking girlfriend and her pets. Come around here, we'll bash your fucking skull against this stage, you little punk ass bitch, calling into the show instead of getting revenge like a real man.
I'm sorry. It appears the call failed. By the way, he's a shark. Also, it looks like Finn has won the two tickets to Quelfaria City Limits. Everyone, give a hand for Finn.
Too bad he doesn't have a girlfriend to share him with.
Hey, fuck you!
Hey, what happened to the call failing? I was trying to give this guy a piece of my mind.
I've been on this whole time. He was just trying to cut me some slack. Now, screw you guys, you killed my...
Boop. Okay, the call actually failed that time. I don't know what to tell you.
That's the Elven Empire radio broadcast for you.
All right, everyone. It looks like that is about my time up on my slot here on EPR. Is there anything you, the three of you, want to say back home to the fans, or you know, people who listen to me?
Yeah, you can also go donate to my GoFundMe. It's at SexyCaptain 020.
Yeah, and if you want to donate to my GoFundMe, it is SexyCat10021. So good luck with that. Anyway.
I don't have much to say back on the moon, guys. I don't know. Live your life. Pick up a weapon. Fight the government.
I agree with that.
I don't know if our sensors are going to clear that one, but okay.
Commit literal acts of anti-government violence.
Okay, hold on. I'm just getting a word from the sensors. I don't...
Start with your local sensors.
Yeah, Hogarth, I think they're coming to grab you. So, Tot, do you have anything to say before the three of you are escorted and kicked the hell out of my studio?
Yeah, guys. Hey, I know you probably thought I was dead, but here I am. I'm clearly not dead as far as I know. And if you see my sister, give her the bird.
Don't worry, Tat. This show is only half canon. All right, guys. We'll see you next time. You guys feel like coming around. And he waves goodbye and starts to walk away as the audience applauds. While this is happening, like three of the buffest dudes in the thickest black armor that you have ever seen are all walking directly towards you guys to escort you all out.
I'm gonna squirt some more hand sanitizer on my hand before I go.
Hogarth picks up a chair. Come fight me, you son of a bitch! Hey!
The technical difficulty screen goes back on.
Yes.
That's right! Get some!
And it fades out to the music, and that is where we will end this bit of bonus content.
All right, guys, hope you enjoyed. We want to do something a little bit different before we started the next arc of our campaign. So hope you liked it, and we will see you guys again in 2 weeks.